8, verse 12. We'll be reading through verse 30. While you're turning there, I want to call to your attention something you may have picked up or seen in the narthex. You have possibly seen these in the past. In the month of August, it is our privilege to seek God's face and ask Him who He wants to be elected to the term of 3 years for elder and deacon at Faith Church. I want to call your attention to one page that sometimes gets overlooked and challenge you not to overlook it. It is the page that contains the nomination form. And on that form, it reads as follows. I nominate the following person or persons for the office indicated, and in doing so, indicate my belief that each one is fully qualified according to the scripture as described in this brochure. That would indicate that you've read the scriptural qualifications included in this brochure. I have read this brochure and have prayed about and for each person nominated. There is a place for you to approach that nominee and ask them, are you willing to serve? And they are to sign. Then you have a place to sign at the bottom saying that I am the one who nominated them. Please, whether you nominate someone or not, prayerfully ask God to lead us forward with His selection of officers for the coming years. John chapter 8, beginning at verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The Pharisees challenged Him.
Here you are appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid.
Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid. For I know where I came from and where I am going, but you have no idea where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are right because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law it is written that the testimony of two men is valid. I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me.
Where is your Father?
You do not know me or my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. Jesus spoke these words while He was teaching in the temple area near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized Him because His time had not yet come. Once more Jesus said to them, I am going away and you will look for me and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins.
Who are you?
Just what I have been claiming all along. I have much to say in judgment of you, but He who sent me is reliable. And what I have heard from Him, I tell the world. They did not understand that He was telling them about His Father. Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases Him. Will you pray with me? Father, before us is the dialogue of your Son and some religious leaders of the day. What we have before us is recorded for our own edification. And I don't doubt that as we hear your word, it is your desire, Holy Spirit, to challenge us. Some of us need to wake up. I don't doubt that your intent as we hear your word this day is to bring comfort. Lord, some of us need to be comforted. and still others need the encouragement, all for the maturing of your body, for your glory. Holy Spirit, so work in our midst that it is unmistakably you. And we will honor you, Father, for your work in our midst. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember as a kid, it happened typically in October, and neighbors would have haunted houses. Just down the street from us in Whitehall, I remember one such haunted house. You know the kind. You used to, in the dark, stick your hand in something and they would tell you what it was, but it really wasn't. Remember those? What was the scariest part?
I wasn't scared. Never got scared.
What was the scariest part about a haunted house? Isn't it the blackness, the pitch blackness, the pitch darkness? The darker it was, wasn't it more scary? I mean, when you could see a little bit, it wasn't quite so scary because you could see the kid that was about to jump out from behind the curtain and you'd hit him. No, you wouldn't do that. It wasn't scary when you could see and you knew what was coming and you knew what you were looking at and you weren't deceived. But in the darkness, in utter darkness, have you been there? Have you been where you couldn't see your hand literally in front of your face? You have to work to be in that kind of darkness. Because even outside, when it's dark at night, the stars, the moon, the street lights, the neighbors' houses, it's not pitch black. It's not dark, dark. And if you've ever been where you can't see anything, that's kind of scary. But how much more scary is it to be in utter darkness and haven't a clue that you're there? Oh, I can see. Sure you can. How many fingers have I? You're holding up fingers? Yeah, I knew that. Utter darkness and don't even know you're there. That's the tale that's before us this day. In my mind, Jesus masterfully pulls out another sermon sack. He tells the people something at the temple. And then standing right in front of him are these Pharisees that go, huh, time out. I object. And they begin to ask their questions. And they are the very sermon sack that Jesus is pulling out to make his point. What does he call us to do? To me, the key begins in verse 12. When he announces in the temple, and we'll talk about that later, but in the temple there he announces, I am the light of the world. And he gives to us the application. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The application is simply before us to follow him. What happens when we do? Why should I follow him? Because as the light of the world, Jesus is the light of the world. He gives us direction. He gives us direction. What does he say? We will never walk in darkness. You ever bump into things in the night when it's dark and you can't see? My wife places things in my path from the bed to the restroom. I think she does it purposefully. And I find them. Are you like that? Do you find things in the night that you weren't looking for when you get out of bed in the darkness? Jesus lights up a path. That's what he's saying here is, I am a path, a direction. And he lights it up for us. And he says that if you follow me, you won't walk in the darkness. You won't have to wonder where to go. Verse 14, Jesus answered, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from, and I know where I am going. I've said it before and I'll say it again. One of the most challenging things about the Christian walk is a daily following after Christ. This is, I don't know if you can identify with this or not, but this is what I tend to do, and I've seen it in some lives other than my own. We get some direction from the Lord Jesus, and it's kind of like a handoff in football, and we feel like we're Sam Congato, and we can all run with the ball, and we go, thanks, God, I got it, see ya. and take off down this path. And at some point down that path, we look back and we go, Jesus, where'd you go? And slowly he brings us back, sometimes not so slowly, and we give the ball back to him, and he goes, I will show you where to run. And we go, okay, now I got it. And we run off by ourselves once again. Do you ever do that? I got it figured out, God. Don't need you anymore. I can. Well, we don't say that, but our actions sometimes do. And I think it's difficult to daily walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. You show me the path. He's got the direction I need today. And you know what I've also discovered in my short life? I've discovered that His direction is often very radically different than mine. And it changes very quickly from what I think is the direction of a smooth sailing week to suddenly a number of things that I didn't count on happening. Can you identify with that? He says, follow me and I will give you the direction that you need for your life. In the darkness, I have no clue where I'm going. But what's scarier than that is that when I'm not following after Christ, I think I have a clear sense of direction and I don't. And so it requires of me to stay very close to my Christ and to follow Him on a daily basis. The picture is that in Exodus chapter 13, when they were wandering in the wilderness, the Israelites. Do you remember that story? Do you remember how God led them through their wanderings because they wouldn't go into the promised land? But He didn't abandon them even as they didn't go in. And they wandered through the wilderness. Remember that? How did He lead them? There was a cloud by day, and what was there at night? A pillar of fire that illumined the path for them. Hey, it's up here. You can't miss it, guys. And they were celebrating in the temple when Jesus spoke these words, the Feast of the Tabernacles, where they remembered when they wandered through the wilderness and lived in these tents or tabernacles. And Jesus is saying to them, that pillar that led you, I am the light of the world. Follow Jesus because He gives direction, first of all. Frank was comfortable in his present job. He was making a decent living for his family. The hours were good. He had a good team of employees around him. He liked where he lived. Suddenly, all of that was put under the microscope of scrutiny when another business called on him. They offered him more money. The position was flattering. The title even sounded prestigious. Now what do I do? Do I go? Do I stay? Jesus is the light of the world. And He promises to give direction. Who else would you follow than the one who knows from where He came and where He goes? He gives direction for school. I pray for my children. Do you pray for our children, Faith Church? We have children. Do you pray for them? Do you pray that God would raise up for them a godly spouse? Jesus gives direction. Is this the guy that I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with? Is this the girl I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with? Does God answer those prayers? He says He's the light of the world. He gives us direction. He gives us direction for jobs. Do I take this one or that one? He gives us direction for parenting. I started to ask if you parents ever pulled your hair out, but I can tell some of you already have. My children, put your fingers in your ears. Parenting is tough, isn't it? I mean, we're supposed to be the adults here. We're supposed to have it all together and all figured out. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't have it all figured out. And about the time I do, the rules change. And I need to walk closely with this Christ of John 8 who tells me he's the light of the world. I need his direction every day. How about for being the husband or wife God's called you to be? As the light of the world, he gives us direction. But I think there's a bigger picture here that encompasses that direction. Secondly, as the light of the world, Jesus gives salvation. Look back at John 8:12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The life-giving light. As the light of the world, what Jesus is telling these people at the temple is, I am he. And he speaks of it again in verse 28 when he says, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, he's speaking of his death, his crucifixion. When he would go to the cross and take on your sin and mine and defeat it at Calvary's cross. As the light of the world, Jesus gives salvation. He tells these Pharisees who are challenging him, if you don't believe, you'll die in your sin. The implication, if you do believe, you won't die in your sin. You will be saved from your sin. As the light of the world, Jesus gives salvation. He made it clear later in John 14:6 when he said, I am the only way, truth, and life. Nobody comes to the Father but through me. So you and I in Christ have salvation and spend eternity with the Father. John 3:16. Everlasting life is ours. Even these religious leaders that would be held in high esteem in Jesus' day, even they wouldn't make it to heaven without Christ. You guys, this is really sobering to read what Jesus says to these religious leaders. Do you understand when he says to them, you will die in your sins, and he says it repeatedly. When he says that, he's saying, you will be separated from the Father forever. They thought he was a blasphemer to say such foolish talk in their minds. Who are you trying to kid, Jesus? I've been to church all my life. I've been good. I don't give my parents a lot of trouble. I know I give them a little bit, but nothing like those kids on the other pew. I've been a pretty good kid. My parents went to church. Hey, they were founding members at Faith Church, so I've been here forever. And so I know the Father. But what does Jesus say? He says, if you don't know me, if you don't believe in me, if you don't follow me, you don't know me, and you don't know my Father. And you will die in your sin. This is serious language that Jesus uses of the religious people of his day. As the light of the world, the good news is that Jesus says, here, and he gives salvation. He gives direction, he gives salvation. As the light of the world, finally, Jesus gives connection. What does that mean? He gives us a relationship, but it didn't end with the T-I-O-N, so I had to change the word. He gives us not only a relationship with himself, but as we just spoke, he gives us relationship with the Father. I want you to think about that for a moment. I want you to understand that when you come to Christ in faith, when you follow after Christ, he gives to you and me a relationship with the Heavenly Father. You try getting to him some other way. and all he will see is your sin. You will not be permitted into his presence without Jesus. You can't come waltzing into the throne room of Almighty God and go, "I'm here, ta-da." He will say such things as, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Unless Jesus. And Jesus turns on that spotlight and he goes, ta-da. And when he does that, the previous point, he exposes my sin and yours. Don't cower away from that. Don't hide from the spotlight named Jesus. Don't pretend you don't sin. But instead, when he turns the light on, give it back to him. That's what he calls on us to do. If you confess, give it to me, admit it. Can you imagine that the light of the world says, boom, and he turns the light on to expose our sin so that we might run to him and be saved from our sin? And then point three, so that we can have connection with the Father. Verse 16, but I do not judge my, but if I do judge, my decisions are right because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. Verse 19, you do not know me or my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. They are one. Verse 29, the one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone. Jesus gives to you and to me the presence of the Father. Our family traveled some maybe 40 years ago to a friend's pool. I'm still bitter about it today. We were going to swim in their pool. But when we got there, there were cars in the driveway, and we were sent around back to check to see who was in the pool and would it be okay if we swam. Dad didn't want to interrupt somebody's party, and we went around and we had no clue who was in that swimming pool. Dejected, we got back in the car, and my cruel father took us home. I've been scarred ever since. It gets worse. Later that week or the next, he found out they were good friends who were swimming in the pool. And he said, if you had known, we would have just stayed and gone swimming. We didn't know who those people were. And so we didn't get to swim. And Jesus stands here with this booming spotlight. And he says, if you would know who I am, you have eternity with the Father. You are one with him. Stop the silly games. He loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, he loves me not. That's ridiculous. Jesus said, if you know me, you know my Father. And he gives us an entrance into the throne room of Almighty God. I was challenged recently by a movie where an individual actually gets to dance with God. Do you know that God Almighty himself allows us that privilege to dance in his presence? And Jesus is the only reason we have that privilege. Do you know why when you sing with your heart the words that are before you along with the praise team, do you know why those make it to the Father's throne? Because the light of the world takes you and me there and gives us a connection with the Father. Recently, death has invaded the lives of many of you. Know that Jesus right now ushers you into your daddy's throne room. Know that the light of the world says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Even though David walked through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I will fear no evil. Do you know why? Because you are with me. David, how can you know such? Because he knew the coming of Christ was coming. Some of us need to be reminded of the connection that the light of the world gives us to the Father. It's recorded that there were four golden menorahs or lights in the temple courtyard where Jesus was. They each had, or there were four golden bowls at the top of each of those menorahs. Four ladders leading to each bowl. It is recorded in one place that the ladders went 75 feet up to the menorah where the lights were lit. And it happened every evening at the Feast of Tabernacles for the 8 days. Four young men would climb those ladders carrying 9 liters of oil. And they would pour it into those bowls. Can you imagine watching this? And 75 feet up in the air. Chris, that's without a boom. They had to go up with that oil and pour it into the bowl, and then they would light the menorah, and it would light the countryside. And it's there that Jesus addresses his audience, and he says to that audience, I am the light of the world. It is possible to stand in the radiance of Him who is the essence of light and still be lost in the darkness. Are you following Jesus? Even as He spoke, many put their faith in Him. He begins by telling us that He's the light of the world. Follow me. He ends by saying, many did. Is your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you resisted the light, or have you taken it in? Have you admitted your sin to Him and put your trust in Him for His finished work on Calvary's cross? Do you walk with Him daily? Do you begin the day by asking Him His direction for today? Do you daily thank Him for His salvation and look forward to the day when you will meet Him face to face? Do you reap the harvest of a relationship with the living God, enjoying His presence because of the light of the world? Follow Him. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, we are thankful that You are the light of the world. Forgive us when we have ignored Your direction and have chosen rather to walk in the darkness. Lord Jesus, it is my prayer, it is our prayer, that if someone here is still in the darkness, who hasn't committed their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray today You would turn the lights on. And I pray that You would give them eyes to see. And I pray that they would trust You as their Savior and as Lord. Father, it is our prayer that we who know Christ would bask and praise the living Christ for the salvation that we have. And that we would follow Your direction daily, moment by moment. And that we would take full advantage of the relationship we have, knowing that the presence of Almighty God will never leave nor forsake us in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand if you would.